Dave and Darren. Time for another Top 5 Things podcast. And I want to say at the outset, I feel like today's podcast is all over the place, even more so than our usual.
Really? Affair.
Yeah. Hmm. And it's a good thing. Just, I think we're in for one that could cause whiplash if you're listening too carefully.
Oh, okay.
These are the top five things that happened on the morning show that we do weekdays from 5:30 to 10 over at Planet 93.9, Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. Quick plug for the station. Let's get into the top five things. The podcast is brought to us by Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. You can order recreational items online from the Galesburg location. And you can order medicinal items online from the Milan location. You can do both of those through Leafly, and you'll find that if you go to the website, ntillinois.com.
Number one.
Darren, earlier this summer, we declared it, and this is not something that we do all willy-nilly. A lot of thought goes into this, a lot of debate, a lot goes on behind the scenes when the microphones are off.
A lot of focus groups.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't just throw darts at things. We declared this 2021 to be the summer of the Gator. And I know there were a lot of people that said...
There was a lot of hemming and hawing.
Yes, yes. Story this morning of an alligator spotted swimming in a Massachusetts river.
Check out that frog on the window. Look. Look at him.
What are you talking?
The frog on the window.
Where?
Up there. On your window.
Holy cow!
I know. It's the summer of the frog.
Oh no, I don't care for this. He's kind of cute, actually.
Yeah.
He's up there pretty high.
Like a little mascot.
How the hell does a frog get up that high?
Well, he's very sticky.
Oh, boy. Massachusetts man snapping a photo when he spotted a gator swimming in the Connecticut River. The Connecticut River, which is in Massachusetts. Joe Matson of West Springfield, Massachusetts, says he was walking next to the Connecticut River when he spotted the gator.
Which he typically doesn't see, I suppose.
No, that's what you call an attention getter. He says, I noticed something different in the water, and I looked down, and it was an alligator.
Uh-huh.
He has since spotted the gator on multiple occasions. He even brought some friends to go and look at the gator.
Well, you say the guy's name's Joe?
Joe.
Joe. You know what you need to do, Joe? Close that beach.
After all, Massachusetts means friendship. He says, called up a few of my friends. They didn't believe me, so a few came over and took a look. It was about 4 feet.
Now do you believe me?
If you called me, Darren, as close as we are,
yeah,
and you said, hey, I'm on the Mississippi and I see an alligator.
Uh-huh.
Come look at it. I'd say, that's fine. Take a picture. How do you not have the ability to take a picture? The thing you're calling me on, you could just take a picture of the gator.
I guess I don't
need to go and look at
it. I guess
gator.
I never thought of that.
Joe... The alligator believed to be an illegal pet that was abandoned by its owner when it grew to be too large. That I don't get with gators. You don't understand
what do
that
you
they're going...
What do you think's going to happen?
Right. Is that the plan all along? I'll keep it until it gets big? Or are you just one day, this is untenable, this gator situation?
I thought I was going to be able to handle this.
A reptile breeder... For the New England Reptile Distributor says gators are not a, quote, good spontaneous pet because they're cute when they're little, but they grow and they do get big. I guess I've never thought of an alligator as being cute when it's little. They're not sure that this gator's going to survive the Connecticut River once things, you know, start to cool off. He's fine for now, but as the fall approaches, things are going to get a little rough. So they're going to have to find that gator. You cannot legally, in the state of Massachusetts, privately own an alligator unless you're owning an alligator for educational or scientific research purposes. So, yeah, hopefully they're able to find this thing. Also hope they're able to find this thing before it eats, you know, a Boston cream pie or whatever alligators eat in Massachusetts.
Well,
bunch of beans, bunch of baked beans.
That's what you lure them out with.
All of the traditional Boston treats. They got a big glass of Sam Adams and a bowl of baked beans.
Or put a tiny Celtic fan on a hook and see if you can lure them out with that.
Hey, Gator, do you like apples?
From Boston.
I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Beat L.A.
Two. Michigan man is in the news. I think he'd rather not be. His case.
Well, that's typically the case. The idea of, oh, did you see so and so on the news? Was it bad?
Yeah, it's always bad.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm. This guy's case is being talked about. It's been published here in this journal, Urology Case Reports. The Journal for Urology. And of course, we do subscribe to this journal. It's a scintillating read, let me tell you. He's from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought it would be a good idea to shove 6 kidney beans up his urethra. You know, for fun. He tried to remove the kidney beans from his urethra.
Magic beans? Is that the idea? Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, that's right, Darren. He sold his family cow and got beans, and then he shoved them up his urethra.
Thinking.
Uh-huh. Did he get
that it would grow to the sky?
How would you climb it, though? I don't think you thought this all the way through.
No, you really haven't.
Shoved 6 kidney beans in his urethra and then attempted to expel them via natural emission. But things got jammed up in there. And then he tried to pull the kidney beans out of his urethra with tweezers. When that failed, he showed up at the hospital and informed doctors that he was, you know, having issues. Couldn't urinate on account of how he had jammed 6 kidney beans up in there.
I'm a vegan.
He admitted to the doctors that it was not his first time participating in the practice, although
But he had made his way up to 6 beans, though, huh?
That's what he says.
How many times have you tried this? 5? Up until now? Now this is the 6th attempt.
This is going great.
It was not his first time participating in this practice, although he never attempted to utilize this many beans.
Right.
They do a CAT scan on him, and they found the 6 beans in his urethra. 4 were located between the urethral entrance and the urine pouch.
Well, they would have to be dry beans, right? You couldn't use a cooked bean.
I would have...
You couldn't use a cooked bean.
Oh, I think I'd rather have a cooked
bean. I understand, but a cooked bean would just turn into mush.
It would fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Which is really, in the end, better for you.
I didn't realize that we had urine pouches. That's a thing that you have, a urine pouch. Right
you
before...
You mean a bladder?
No, not that's not the bladder. 4 of the beans were located between the urethral entrance and the urine pouch. Welcome to my urethral entrance, everybody. The urethral entrance and the urine pouch, another had strayed all the way into the bladder. After initially failing to extract the kidney beans, medics managed to remove one of them by applying numbing cream to the area and then squeezing the penile passageway. Oh, man.
You have to imagine he was working his way up to Mexican jumping beans.
Probably should have started with those.
Now, there's a thrill.
Hello.
Put on some Herb Albert and...
Mm-hmm.
Call me my...
That's right. Whipped cream and other delights.
they were able to squeeze one out, and they then eradicated the rest of the kidney beans the next day via a complex process that involved holding the man's urinary entrance open and inserting a tube through which they passed surgical implements.
Hey now.
They then plucked the beans out with a tweezer-like tool and placed them in a basket.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
He suffered minimal trauma to his urethra and was discharged the following day. Wow. Why? Experts say that people who do this, men who put stuff in their urethra, it stems from either psychiatric illness, sexual assault, or attempts to somewhat paradoxically relieve urinary obstruction. Experts also blaming something called sounding, a bizarre sexual proclivity defined as sticking foreign bodies in one's urethra. Sounding, that's what that's called. In October of 2019, a man in Saudi Arabia made the world wince after revealing he'd harbored tweezers in his urethra for 4 years. Due to the taboo nature of the subject, scholarship is scarce. There's not a lot of...
Not a lot we can go on. Beans. The musical fruit.
Try not to get them jammed up your root. What are you doing? I'm not here to kink shame, man, but beans.
Everyone should have a hobby, I suppose.
Just for the sexual thrill! The sexual thrill!
Well, he's going to be fine, I guess. I'd keep an eye on this guy. That seems like...
Yeah, because lucky number 7 is next.
Oh, it wasn't so bad. They put a numbing cream on me and then they worked it out.
Made a day of it, really.
Hey, Carl, you were missing for a couple days. Where were you?
Not missing so much.
Took a couple days off. Are you okay? Fine now, thanks.
I'm a real straight shooter.
Oh, the guy's an accountant. He's a bean counter. Oh, that's not great. Well, he's going to be okay, this Michigan man who... frankly, doesn't deserve to have a urethra, but he does. Here's the beans, Darren. Lay out a shot of the beans.
They don't really look any worse for the wear.
I think those
There's a missing bean, though.
I think these are cooked, man. Doesn't that look like it's been cooked, or...
No.
Does it kind of get cooked inside you? Right? Your urethra would be almost 100 degrees, right?
Ooh.
Had to undergo surgery after getting 6 kidney beans lodged in his penis. You're right. That's only 5 beans.
Mm-hmm. Number
3.
We've all had it happen where you're interacting with someone and you say something and maybe on the ride home you wonder, gosh, was that a jerk thing to say?
It just dawned on me that maybe that wasn't the thing to do.
Right. I regret... I'm wondering if I know what I intended... But now that I think about what I said in context, could what I have said been misinterpreted to be offensive? Am I in the wrong? Now, you can reach out to the person that you think you've offended, which is what I would end up doing. That's probably what I do more often than not. Hey, when I said this the other day, I didn't want you to feel this way. And then people will say, oh, no, I didn't take it that way at all. Whether they did or they didn't, it's important to realize that your interactions, you know, You're affecting people. There are consequences.
When's the last time you had to apologize for one of your actions?
You mean like saying something and having it be misinterpreted?
Yeah.
I probably do that once or twice a week.
What?
Where I'll say, gosh, I didn't mean, you know, when I said this, I didn't mean for it to sound. Part of it is with me.
You never said that to me.
Well, no, because sure I have.
You have?
Sure, I've said, hey, man, like sometimes if I'm joking around too much, right?
Yeah.
And then I have to realize, like, that wasn't appropriate for me to joke about that, you know, if we're talking about something heavy. If we're talking about heavy stuff, I tend to go right into joke land because that's where I'm comfortable. So sometimes I will have, and then I'll have to say, you know, look, does it rise to, am I apologizing for stuff like what we're about to review here on Am I in the Wrong? No.
Okay.
But I think I'm fairly considerate of other people's feelings. At least I hope I am.
I'm not saying that you're not, but as far as actually having to reach out to someone in a, say, hey, I'm sorry if you...
Well...
You don't do that.
Not once or twice a week. No. But I have. I've certainly done it. I know it's something that I've done, where I've considered something I've said and went back, and when I talked to that person again, I go, hey, last time we talked, when I said this, I didn't want you to take it to mean this. Mm. I've done that. I know more than a few times.
You've never had to, like, do that during improv or anything?
No, because
I don't want the crowd to misconstrue what I just...
Well, first of all, when I'm doing improv, that's a character that's talking. That's
yeah, but
me.
My character would like to let you guys
I don't
know
apologize for a choice a character makes. When I'm on stage doing improv, that's not really me.
Listen, that
if I'm doing my job well,
that
you believe it's someone else.
That FDR joke went too far, and I know it did.
They actually, at Comedy Sports, they used to have a thing where if the audience groaned,
uh-huh,
you had to apologize to the audience. And I only had to do that once.
Do you remember what for?
I don't.
Okay. But, well, then you didn't learn your lesson.
I don't remember the context of what... Sometimes it's just a pun that's so bad that the audience groans, and then you have to apologize. So, yeah, that's when you have to get real and say, hey, this is me, Dave, talking.
Now, do they do that when you do a pun or whatever and they groan? Do they come out and put, like, a sash on you that says not punny?
No.
They should. And you have to wear, like, a little crown for a while.
It's not queen for a day.
Yeah, but what you did, we are going to...
It was so bad.
...point out.
Here now are three people who had an interaction... And they wonder if they're wrong, and they go online on this subreddit, and they ask people, hey, am I being a jerk here? Now, they use much more colorful language. I can't read the name of the subreddit to you, but you can figure it out. Am I the jerk for kicking someone out of my car in a random town?
Mm.
I agreed to drive 5 hours to visit my boyfriend John's family cabin.
Uh-huh.
We invited my friend Steffi. Steffi asked if she could bring her boyfriend, Tommy.
I can tell you right now it's Tommy that's going to get kicked out.
You think?
I can smell this a mile away that Tommy is going to hit the bricks.
Steffi asked if she could bring her boyfriend, Tommy, and I stupidly agreed. I'd met him twice, so I thought he was okay. Not my favorite person, but hey,
yeah,
people can surprise you. Well, we were going to be at the cabin for 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
We get on...
Wait a minute. You're going to allow two people to come with you for 2 weeks? Boy.
Well, they know Steffi.
I understand, but even Steffi doesn't need to be there for 2 weeks.
Agreed.
With her boyfriend's family? It's, and the family's okay with this?
It's her boyfriend's
family.
Her boyfriend's name is John. They're going to the family cabin. It's 5 hours away. They're going to stay for 2 weeks.
Okay, so maybe the family's not there. It's the family cabin.
I think that's it.
Okay.
She agreed to drive. Yeah. I stupidly agreed. He's not my favorite person, but hey, people can surprise you. We were going to the cabin for 2 weeks. We get on the road, and 30 minutes into the trip, Tommy's being an absolute jerk. He doesn't like the music. He wants to play metal.
Uh-huh.
I tell him no,
yeah,
because I don't want to drive to screaming. We were listening to Top 40. He wants the front seat where my boyfriend was sitting.
Uh-huh.
I told him again no. He wanted the air off, even though it was like 100 out. No. He tried to open my boyfriend's soda and drink it, because he didn't want his ginger ale. No. He kept calling me mom when I asked him to stop being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started to play TikTok videos real loud on his phone. I told him this was getting annoying. By hour three, he was on several hit lists. He annoyed me in ways I had not even realized I could be annoyed. My boyfriend John finally snapped at him and asked if we needed to turn around the car.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy then called my boyfriend John a bitch.
I told you it was going to be Tommy.
I pulled the car over and I told him he needed to get out.
Yeah.
And when he didn't, John threatened to call the cops. We were right beside a shopping complex and it was in the middle of the day. John ended up dragging Tommy out of the car and then locking the door so he couldn't get back in. John reached into the back of the Jeep and pulled out Tommy's bag and threw it out the window for him. Steffi was asking us not to do it, and I told her I wasn't going to leave her in the middle of nowhere, but her boyfriend was not coming to the cabin with us. I would drive her home if she wanted, but he was not riding with us any farther. Steffi did not get out of the car. Tommy was shouting at John, calling him names, and then we drove off, leaving Tommy there at the shopping mall.
3 hours from home.
Tommy ended up having to hire a taxi to take him back home, and it cost about $400. Steffi, my friend, was upset the first night, but later broke up with him. So am I the jerk here?
Well, you never took him. You should have never taken him in the first place. Although the idea of leaving, stranding somebody like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because then don't you have the threat of revenge hanging over your head for like ever?
Yeah.
I don't know about stranding someone like that.
I think you knew a couple minutes into the trip. That's
when you turned the thing around.
Right. I don't know that I would have gone 3 hours cat.
You wouldn't have gone 3 hours.
Right.
What if all of a sudden he shows up at the cabin? What if he hadn't gone home?
Somehow he climbs underneath the car and it's a Cape Fear sitch.
Exactly. You've got Cape Fear at the cabin now.
Dun, dun, dun. Am I the jerk for correcting my coworker's wife in a joking way? I'm a 26-year-old female. I've worked with my coworker Josh, who's 29, for about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So you know the guy.
We spend 12, 15-hour shifts together 5 to 6 days of the week, and we've gotten to know each other pretty well. He even invited me to his wedding and his daughter's first birthday, so I'd say we're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
He's voiced some grievances about his marriage and home life with me, and I've done the same. This past week, he invited me and some other coworkers to a dinner at his house as a going-away party. He's leaving our district to take a better position in the company.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was talking about how happy she is that he's moving up in his career, and how they always talk about how he wants to do more. The conversation rolled into her talking about how they're so close and that he's practically... that he's practically her best friend, and no one could even know him better.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed, and I said, well, that's funny, because I spend the most time with him on paper. Then I asked if she even knew what he had for lunch the other day. She chuckled and said spaghetti. She was right, and I laughed it off. Everyone appeared to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, no kidding.
And she once again reiterated that they knew each other best.
Yeah, they do.
I laughed and told her, well, I spend more time with him than you do.
Why would you say such a thing?
It's crazy that you know so much. The night continued, but the past 2 days, Josh hasn't spoken to me. And when I asked him if I'd done something wrong, he told me my behavior at dinner was rude and unfair to him and his wife.
Yeah.
He hasn't spoken to me about this, and I'm wondering if I was in the wrong.
You kind of were. I think you kind of were.
What kind of joke is that?
That's not a joke.
I know your husband better than you do, sweetie.
That's kind of like, that's planting a flag. Is what it is.
That is weird.
You don't want to do that.
Finally, there's this. Am I the jerk for making a baby blanket for my coworker's newborn? I made a blanket for my coworker as a present for her baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy was due next month. Blanket is 100% cotton, handmade, and free. This was me being nice. Once the baby was born, she was overjoyed. But when she used the blanket to swaddle her son, he ended up getting a rash from the material. She blamed me and accused me of being inconsiderate, not taking caution of her child's allergy. I argued he was a newborn, and it was a gift. And I told her, look, nobody can know the allergies of their children before they're born.
Right. That's...
You didn't take my baby's cotton allergy into account.
I never met him.
She got upset and demanded I make her a new blanket that her child wasn't allergic to. I refused because, one, she didn't pay me anything for the first time. No. Two, she refused to pay me anything for the second blanket. And three, I don't have the time anymore, as I have other orders to make blankets for actual paying customers. I told her I'd reconsider if she offered to pay the labor fee.
Oh, she is a she is a blanket maker.
Yeah, well, I think
it's not just a hobby.
I think it's a side hustle.
Oh, it's a side hustle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I told her I'd consider if she offered to pay the labor fee and I would waive the material cost as a discount. But this wasn't good enough for her.
Mm.
So am I a jerk for not making her another blanket?
No.
Why would you want another blanket from this person?
Right. I'm sorry that this one, you know, that the baby's allergic to it. Just don't use it. Or don't use it for the baby.
This is a case of they're both jerks.
Let a cat have it. I don't know.
This is the rare they're both jerks. Because your baby's allergic to the blanket that you got as a gift.
Yeah.
That's not anyone's business.
That's just the end of the story right there.
Right.
Why is the blanket maker a
I want jerk. Them to feel bad about giving me a cotton blanket. That's a jerk thing to bring up. But then to say, well, I'll make you another one if you pay me.
Yeah, you're just like, sorry.
What is that? So we got Tommy is definitely a jerk. I mean, they're all jerks here, right? Except the dropping off at the shopping mall is...
I'm just saying you drop somebody off in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. There could be consequences is all I'm saying.
That might not end great.
It might not end great. I'm here.
come out wherever you are.
Exactly.
Gosh, 2 weeks at a cabin too seems spooky enough.
It's a lot.
Right?
And the
Tommy shows up with a hockey mask
and the
on.
Friend invited herself? I don't know.
They invited the friend.
Did they,
and the
though?
Friend was like, can I bring my boyfriend?
No.
That's how that went down. They wanted Steffi there.
That's strange to have.
Three
people?
You and I are as close as pals can be. If my parents had a cabin 5 hours away, and I was like, hey, you want to go to the cabin? And you'd be like, for the weekend, sure. And I said, no, Darren.
2 weeks.
2 weeks we're going up there.
And then you're going to invite a friend I don't know?
The 2 weeks seems like an excessive amount of time to spend.
I thought I'd get an accommodation.
Tom Fastidious isn't going.
5 hours, we'll get us there in 45 minutes. Let's play some metal. Ambulance be damned.
I can get us there in 3 hours.
5 hours? Drive like a bunch of Miss Daisies.
She doesn't drive, Tom.
No.
That's not what the point of that movie is.
I guess I didn't see it. They laughed at George Lucas.
No one...
No, they didn't.
No one laughed at George Lucas, Tom.
Number four.
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 Story from Tennessee. I wanted to share with you. It involves a man being arrested. Man being arrested for floating nude on a group of logs.
Oh, the deep summer creep.
Man charged after he was rescued while floating nude on a group of logs down the Nolichucky River.
You mean a raft?
It doesn't say a raft, Darren. It says a group of logs.
So not necessarily tied or tethered together.
What the hell you call that?
I don't know what to call it. They're calling it a group of logs. According to the Greene County Sheriff's Department, authorities got a call of a man floating nude yesterday in the Nolichucky River on a group of logs near River Plantation neighborhood. This was about 11:45 yesterday.
I'm guessing he was lying on his back.
Crews tried to rescue him at Jones Bridge, but the man refused to be rescued and just kept going down the river.
I know what I'm doing. Just grabbing some sunshine, that's all.
Cruz then again attempted to rescue him at Bird's Bridge, but he refused then as well. The man did ask for water at some point. He wanted some water. It was starting to get difficult for the rescue boat to get to the man because of high waters due to a recent heavy rain down there. But the rescue crew was able to eventually intercept him and get him out of the water at a boat ramp. A helicopter helped track the man while he was going down the river.
Now, did he get a helicopter ride out of this too?
Officials were worried that this idiot was about to go over a dam if they didn't rescue him. It says here the man traveled from Tuscaloosa to South Greene, Tennessee, and was singing God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
It probably was Lee Greenwood. Knowing what I know of Lee Greenwood.
Oh, that woman. Got a mouth like an outboard motor.
Now, it probably was Lee. Is that Lee? How do you know Lee? How do you know Lee? From Starbucks?
What are you doing? Man was charged with indecent exposure.
I'm going to sing all my hits. Starting with this one and ending with this one. Everyone just pretend there are fireworks.
According to Sheriff Wesley Holt, the man was charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. He should have let him go over the dam.
That's right. Mind your own business.
Imagine having to be
let nature take its course.
You got to be in a helicopter, and you got to look at this maniac going down the river.
Rolling around trying to get comfortable on that log.
Here's the video of it. It's just a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
It's not a raft.
That's not a clean river either.
No. No, he looks like one of the Geico cavemen. Oh, my God. You got to rescue this dummy, I would say.
I would just, no harm, no foul.
And I'm proud to be an American. Let him go over the dam.
Problem solved.
So, yeah, that's not a raft. That's just flotsam.
No, yeah, that's just.
That this maniac had gotten nude and tied himself to. This log's my wife now. And now to honor our love, I'm going to sing a song by Mr. Lee Greenwood. Sing along if you know the tune.
Number five.
Went to the movies this weekend. It was the first time I had done that in quite some time. Last time I saw a movie at the theater, or went to the show, as we say, would have been the last Star Wars movie. And that ended badly in both the movie wasn't great, and the kid that was sitting next to us decided to puke all over himself the last 10 minutes of the movie.
I thought you liked it at the time.
Yeah.
Now, just, in retrospect.
I didn't love it at the time. It was fine. I really haven't watched it that much because it seems.
Well, you only need to watch it the one time.
I know, but you know, with the Star Wars movies, I like to revisit them from time to time, and I just really, I don't have much use for the last two Star Wars movies.
They were fine. That's not what I heard at the time.
Well, I've told you this. I'm a slave to the moment. I get caught up in things, and I think everything is terrific in the moment that it's happening.
Everything's great. Everything's terrific.
I like things that are great. Good things are fantastic. So we went and saw Good Guy, the Ryan Reynolds movie. The family went. We all enjoyed it. It's good. We'll talk more about that with Mike Schultz tomorrow when he's here in studio.
Now, is that the best thing he's ever done?
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Deadpool's pretty good.
Okay.
It's enjoyable. I'll just say that.
And what's the premise?
The premise is that he's a video game character who becomes self-aware.
A real-life boy?
Yeah, something like that. It's like, imagine if one of the characters in Fortnite decided to do their own thing.
To branch out into the real world?
Well, that doesn't happen. Well, I don't want to ruin it. I shouldn't say what happens.
Okay.
I will say with the movie, where I thought they were going with it, and I was preparing myself to be disappointed, I thought if somehow the video game character figures out a way to become real, I'm going to be furious.
Okay.
That doesn't happen.
Now,
so I was pleased.
Did I see where they've already green-lighted a sequel to this?
It's made a bunch of money. I don't think there's a need for a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the story has been told and it's wrapped up nicely.
You don't see this as being some sort of franchise.
I'll tell you this. As much as the three of us in my house enjoyed Good Guy, I think
it's Free Guy.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Okay.
All right, Rex Reed. You can bust my balls.
Is Rex Reed still with us?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Rex Reed had a great review of the Jungle Cruise movie.
Did he?
Yeah. I thought this was fantastic. His review was, this movie is a waste of time and it's a waste of Paul Giamatti. That's all I needed to hear to say no thanks to the Jungle Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Mike Schultz liked it.
The next movie I go and see at the show is going to be the James Bond movie, No Time to Die.
Now, that's right. That still hasn't come out.
No, it's supposed to come out October 8th.
It's almost like they had a window to do something.
Yeah.
They didn't take advantage of that window.
That's what makes me nervous.
And now...
Yeah. This is a movie that was supposed to come out for... spring of 2020.
Yeah.
And then they kept pushing it back. And then there was talk that they were going to sell it to Netflix or Amazon. It's been done forever. And now it's coming out on October 8th here in the States. I think it comes out the last couple days of September over in the UK. Mm. But it's supposed to be out here in the States. Bond 25, No Time to Die, supposed to come out on October 8th. Again, I don't know that that's going to happen. I sure hope it does. Daniel Craig, who is James Bond in the news, he's 53 years old. He's worth $160 million.
Not bad.
It's good to be James Bond. And he's saying he isn't leaving his kids a penny. His children will get none of his money because he finds the idea of an inheritance to be distasteful.
Hmm.
Quote, I don't want to leave great sums to the next generation. I think inheritance is quite distasteful. My philosophy is get rid of it or give it away before you go.
Wonder what his take on garage sales are.
Daniel Craig.
Uh-huh.
His take on garage sales.
I find antiquing distasteful. Rummaging through someone's stuff. Secondhand news.
He says, isn't there an old adage that if you die a rich person, you failed? He's worth $160 million.
All right, start giving it away. My hand's up in the air right here.
He's got a 29-year-old daughter, Ella, with his ex-wife, Fiona. They were married from 92 to 94. And then he's married to Rachel White. They have been married for like 10 years. They had a daughter in 2018. And she has a 15-year-old kid, so he's like a stepdad, and he's got the two other kids. He's got three kids, and none of them are getting a penny of his money.
So did someone ask him about this, or did he just bring it up?
Yeah, how does it... That does seem like a weird thing to talk to James Bond about in real life. So what are you going to do with that money when you die? Much of his money is from being James Bond.
Well, of course.
$160 million. He was paid $25 million just to do this movie.
What was his biggest role before he was James Bond?
He's really good in The Road to Perdition. Of course, I'm biased for that movie because it's based here in the Quad Cities. Okay. Road to Perdition, is that his most famous movie that's not...
Now, I know he was in Munich.
Okay.
But... I think he was already James Bond by the time he was in Munich.
Yeah. So you're asking what was he known for before he was James Bond?
Well, what kind of money was he making before James Bond? Let's not pretend that it's not just all James Bond money.
Yeah, but most of it is.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He got paid money for the Golden Compass. He was in Cowboys and Aliens. They tried to make that a thing.
But again, was that before James
Bond?
That was
after. That was all after, right?
Because what was the one that he was in that did pretty well? What was it, Knives Out?
Yeah, but he's great in that.
But then again, that's after the fact.
Yeah, I don't think he got paid a ton of money for Knives Out. I think that's
well, he got more than he would have.
Well, that's true, but he's the star of the movie. $160 million. Imagine if your old man was worth $160 million, and he's talking to the papers about how you're not getting a penny of it. That's
well, then something must be done.
I'd be like, look, I get it. You don't want to give me $10 million. I get that. All right. You don't want to leave me...
Let's settle on a number.
You think that's distasteful. I get it.
Listen. I'm going to write down a number. And I'm going to slide that over to you. You take a look at that. The number that you just... The number on this piece of paper says $160 million.
Okay. That's the starting
place. That's where we're going to start.
I want to start with that kind of dough. You don't want to leave me all of it. I understand that you've got some philosophy. What? You want to give your money to charity. Pop, I think that's great.
What do
but
I...
But charity starts at home. You know what I'm saying?
What do I have to do today to get me into your inheritance?
Into that James Bond money.
I'm going to roll this pen over there.
You expect me to give you all my money?
Yes.
No, I expect you to die, Mr. Bond. And when that happens, how about a little something to wet my beak?
Yeah, cha-ching.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
I guess maybe that wasn't as all over the place as I initially suspected.
Oh, I think it was.
Really? Okay, well now you're on the other end of things.
My neck hurts.
You were listening too carefully. I tried to warn you. Thanks for listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things, and our thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Yes, the widest selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, edibles, and more. Recreational waiting times are available. Reserve your time by going to the website ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline.